And in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki. I'm joined today in the studio by Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen. Welcome. Thank you for coming in. And we're going to talk about the Borough Assembly agenda for tonight. You're welcome to call in with your questions or comments, 772-3808. I hope Assemblymember Jeff Mucci is supposed to be joining us. Hopefully he's on his way up, and we'll bring him into the conversation if he gets here. But thanks for coming in, Mark.
You're welcome.
You have a big agenda for tonight and an early start to the meeting. I guess we've been hammering that a lot, but want to make people aware of that, that it's not the normal 6 o'clock start. So.
Right, right. It's 5 p.m. tonight because we bumped back the discussion about capital projects and policy for trying to find a separate date for the meeting, but we couldn't come to a consensus, so we just started tonight's meeting an hour earlier, and we'll go from there. It should be quite a lengthy meeting. Hopefully we could move through it in 3-4 hours.
Let's start with those couple of those items you just mentioned. So you're looking at giving some direction to the borough manager about budget policy, what you'd like to see, cuts, not cuts, new spending, new taxes, anything like that. Do you have ideas about what you'd like to see for borough staff as they develop the next borough budget for the year that starts in July?
Well, I think we've got a pretty good schedule for how we're going to address it, but there is some policy changes proposed by the manager just to try to help budget balance the budget. One of them is not fill in the vacant police sergeant position, but then again, he wants to add possibly a full-time EMS person, so that's kind of a wash as far as money goes. So we'll see what happens. Another one's reduction of operating hours at the Baylor and a property tax increase, which we'll go through this discussion tonight to see what direction we decide to give the manager.
Okay, and Jeff Mucci just joined us. Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
You're welcome.
I know you've already submitted your ideas by email to the borough manager about what you'd like to see for the budget. Have those changed, or have you had new ones since then, or what direction you'd like to see the next borough budget to take or look like?
No, they haven't changed. I have a couple other items I'd like to see brought into discussion. Mark talked about EMS help up with the fire hall and... Yeah, there's some other things I've been thinking about and talking to people about.
And you guys are trying to get kind of an earlier start on giving directions, so you're not addressing this late in May, early June, right before the budget has to actually be approved.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, January, February, and March seem to be a good time that most of us are around. I know Taylor will be gone fishing, but it's a good time of the year to get the conversation started. You know, Mark and I and Taylor... and whoever else is on the water, Kurt, we're kind of busy starting in February, and after the herring start running, we kind of are gone to the wind. So it'd be nice to have a discussion while we're all in town and see what we can come up with.
And to add to that, it's nice to actually have this done sooner than later. It's been as late as February when we come up with a list to send to the legislature, and I'm not expecting any kind of a capital projects fund coming out of the legislature with the price of oil as it is right now. I think the state's budget balances at around $74 a barrel, and I haven't looked recently, but it's not up to that. So probably not going to get any capital funding, but we still need to, I think, send the main project list in, put it on CAPSIS. There's one item on there that I think we need to talk about tonight is the school renovation. I think they just got funding for that, actually. Awarded the bid for the...
They did, yes,
so
just last week.
Some other project will bump up to the top of the list there. But that'll be a discussion tonight. But, and then there's proposed ones that haven't been on the list prior to this meeting. So we'll see if any of those get traction or if they get removed from the list or not.
I know the governor just released a proposed budget last week, I think it was. Is there any indication in there about operating funds for municipalities like state revenue sharing or anything like that? Have you had any word about the Dunleavy administration about how he's going to approach that money for municipalities? Or?
Well, I just heard a little clip about that on the radio, and I think his deadline is the 15th of December to come out with the governor's budget. And I think he just used what the former governor had in place and with plans on modifying it as things go along. So, and I didn't look for that in particular, but if it was Governor Walker, if former Governor Walker, you know, he probably would be in favor of revenue sharing staying the same. So we'll see how that plays out.
Okay. Mark, you mentioned the capital budget. That's the big projects in the city. Jeff, any thoughts on what you'd like to see funded for capital budget items or taken off the list or added to the list? Or?
No, I just think having a list is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I put on there purchasing Ocean Beauty. You know, the list is there. We can talk about it. But
what would you like to see that used for?
I'd like to see it turned into a conference center or a visitor center. But we'll see. You know, it's just pie-in-the-sky stuff. We don't have the money to purchase it, but if we're putting lists together and, you know, on that list there's all kinds of things on there that probably won't get funded, but I just thought I'd put it on there because that was something that I was interested in.
Okay. One capital project you'll hear about tonight is the baler equipment up at the landfill. That's a more pressing need. Something has to happen up there to either change in how it's done or else replacing that equipment. And Public Works Director Chris Cotta has come up with a plan for replacing that. What are your thoughts on that plan? It sounds like it might spend down the sanitation department's reserves and then result in having to do a rate study and possible raise in rates for how much people are charged for their garbage in the future. Mark, any thoughts on replacing that baler equipment? Is there anything else the borough can do? Is this the only option?
Well, I think it, you know, definitely needs to be replaced, and I'm kind of I don't know what the right word is. I wish we would have addressed it in the past when we knew it was going to fail. It already has. In fact, a few years back, we looked at replacing the belt, and they were estimating $100,000, if the information is correct, that I got from an employee, and it ended up being $180,000, so we didn't do that. And now that we have the new wire tie piece of equipment in place, which is where the bale comes out the end and it gets wrapped with wire to hold it together, then the belt failed. So now they've basically decided the belt is not repairable, and they built a hopper so they could still load the garbage into the machine to bale it. So that's good, and hopefully by the end of the week we'll get the backlog that was on the floor in the baler bundled up and ready for shipment. So I know we need a new baler. It's just it'd be nice to know what an estimate of the cost would be. And you know, and the Chris Cotta, the Public Works Director, is asking for a supplemental budget of $600,000 in tonight's meeting, $400,000 coming from the sanitation fund reserves and $200,000, I believe, from the
motor pool,
which, and the belt is in the motor pool already, so maybe the whole baler should be in the motor pool. It's a piece of equipment that does wear out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jeff, your thoughts on that project?
Well, we just need a new baler. We just need to get a new one, so well, that'll be part of the discussion tonight, and just continue to move forward with the project.
Okay. Let's talk about probably the biggest item on the agenda in terms of length tonight will be the development code. This is the third and final reading for a big rewrite of code for Petersburg and zoning subdivisions, what's allowed for construction, et cetera. And you guys have a list of about 20 or so amendments you'll be voting on. And just to give people an idea, they cover stuff like net sheds and caretaker dwellings and other things like market gardens. These are proposals that people have come up with for changing what's allowed. Are you guys adding to this list? Is this the final list for what you're going to be voting on? Is this enough for you to vote on?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
I got a couple of concerns of a few of the issues that are on the list, but I don't intend to add anything.
What do you like or not like about what's up there?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about the caretaker dwelling size. I think, you know, it was modified from, I believe, 600 to 750 during the planning and zoning process. The 750 is the last number they came up with, and the proposal from Jim Whitethorn was to eliminate it altogether. But, you know, I'd hope it'd be maybe bumped up to a little bit higher than that. You know, if someone wants to build a shop or a warehouse and have a place to live when they're here in the summer months or whatever, they'll be able to have a place large enough to actually live comfortably in.
Okay. Jeff, do you like any of the amendments pique your interest, or you like what's there? Or?
I like what's there.
Yeah.
There's a couple that staff didn't have any say one way or the other, and I guess we can sort that stuff out. But yeah, I've spent some time reading it all and talking to city staff, sorting things out, so I'm pretty comfortable going forward with it.
how do you distill down to listening public what this code covers? It's pretty far-reaching, but...
we've had meetings. Meetings have been going on for like a year and a half, 2 years. People have been going before planning and zoning for the last couple of years. There's been all kinds of public input about the different changes to the code. I think they've all been addressed. We might hear some again tonight, people bringing up other stuff. But I think communities had a pretty good opportunity to weigh in on what they feel about some of these changes, and we'll see how it goes.
And I think there's a pretty cool interactive map on the borough's website. You can go, you can check out what property you have, see how it would be under the new code, and what changes the new code allows for that new zoning classification. This is all in Service Area 1, how your land use would change under the code. Another chance to highlight, too, this is big code change. The map itself changes at a later date, I think. So
that's correct.
Correct.
The actual map of zoning, you guys will be back up to vote on that at a later time. So,
like Jeff said, I mean, the public has had plenty of time to weigh in on this through the planning and zoning process and the first two readings, and then there was an extra public hearing on this at the assembly level. So, yeah, tonight's the last opportunity before it might be put in place.
Okay. All right. If callers or listeners have any calls, 772-3808, we will take your calls, try to answer your questions. We're going to keep pouring through this agenda. You have a couple of letters to vote on. Any heartburn with sending any of those letters? One's on transboundary mining. One's on Central Air Service, the funding that brings a jet service to town. And the other's on Petersburg Indian Association Energy and Home Heating Work grant application. Jeff, are you okay with all those?
Yeah, I don't have any heartburn with them. Okay. I imagine there'll be people there speaking about them, so maybe they'll bring up more information, but yeah.
Okay, I think you've sent letters on transboundary mining in the past. Yeah. This was just to the new administration, keep it on their radar.
I've tried to get Governor Dunleavy to follow through with what the former governor and his administration were doing, and it sounds like there's getting to be more traction statewide, federal, and BC government-wise to do this. One thing about the letter about the transboundary rivers, it actually just specifically talks about the Taku River and the Tulsaqua mine. And somewhere in there, I know in the past we've talked about all three transboundary rivers in southeast, the Unic by Ketchikan and the Stikine in our backyard as well. So I was just kind of wondering why those weren't touched on in this letter. So maybe Brian Lynch was the one that asked us to address this tonight, so he'll be there, I'm sure, so maybe he can answer that question.
Okay. All right, and a couple other discussion items. You'll be talking again a little bit about designated assembly seats on how people are elected to the assembly, and any further thoughts on that. Jeff, do you like the system as it is, or you want to see that change happen?
I like the way the system is, but we'll probably remove that from the agenda tonight. Both those guys thought that they figured, or Don and John figured that we had enough things to deal with at the borough, so... I might suggest we take that off and do it in January or February.
And Borough Clerk polled all the other communities in Southeast, or most of them, and found none of them operate on that kind of system where you'd have a designated number or letter for a seat and people would just be running for that.
Right. Maybe it won't be on the agenda tonight. I've got the email. We all got the emails from Don Koenigs and John Hogue. And they're right. We do have a busy meeting, so...
Okay. Possible work session with the Petersburg Economic Development Council. Or do you want people want to sit down and just find out what's going on there, or if you're on the same page? Or
no, I put that on there. Okay. I was just curious if this winter would be a good time to sit down with the Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Committee, and the borough, and just kind of sort out whose role is what in... fostering economic development in Petersburg, just so everybody understands that the Chamber has this role, PEDC has this role, and community development has a different role. And I just want to make sure that I understand and we understand, or if there's something that we can do to encourage economic development in Petersburg that we're not doing right now.
Okay.
That's the only intent on that.
All right. And, Mark, you're hoping to talk again about Petromarine and the land swap that was voted on last meeting, and whether you still want to go forward with that. Is there additional information that's come to light? Or
Well, two things that have been brought to light. The last meeting we discussed the roof, and since then we've hired a contractor to the bonded contractor to go up and get a, give his appraisal of the repairs on the roof, and that dollar value came to $3,000. And we also have been kicking around the dolphin part of it in the project. The dolphin, it would be south of Petrol Marine, 60, 100 feet, whatever it is, to slide the ships farther south so they could fuel two ships at a time. And Petrol Marine came back, or P&D, Petrovit, Nottingham and Drage, the
engineering firm.
Yeah, they came up with a back of a bar napkin, not anything official, $400,000 price tag, and we've been using a $217,000 figure. So that changes the overall, you know, dynamics of the proposal.
Because that would leave the borough putting up that additional couple hundred, $200,000-$300,000 or something.
The way it's been discussed so far, yes.
Okay. All right, so that'll be back up for discussion, and also talk about public meeting decorum, and is this just because of recent borough assembly meetings, and how people are interacting with each other, how you guys are interacting with each other?
I think we're going to, I don't want to talk about that here. I think we'll have that discussion this evening.
Okay. All right. What else should we let the public know about for tonight's meeting? Have we missed anything important?
Bring a lunch if you come, or a dinner, because it might be a long meeting.
Okay. Can hear it all at 7 or 5 o'clock on the KFSK. 7 o'clock, we'll be partway through it. 5 o'clock down at Borough Assembly Chambers. Jeff, we missed anything important on your end?
Taylor's got something on there about increasing the sales tax during the summer season, so that'll be an interesting discussion.
Seasonal sales tax, meaning bumping it up during the high season or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be an interesting discussion.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll buy all my bulk groceries before summer. it's going to be a long meeting. One thing just to make note of is one assembly member, member Stanton Greger, will be showing up about 6 because he's got a prior work obligations. And member Lynn's boat blew up on the beach, so hopefully he will get that floating and be able to make it to town. So we'll have a full assembly for most of the meeting, I hope.
Okay. Hope we will. Thank you both for coming in today. You can hear that meeting broadcast live on KFSK 5 p.m. for that start. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Jill King is your host.